Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I'm also America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we were deplorable before deplorable was cool. Well, in a moment, we're going to air audio, two different clips from years apart. First, from the Fox Box, Denver's television Fox affiliate with host Shaw Turner. She had guests on weekly to discuss the stories in the news, so I appeared a number of times. And on this episode, there was another guest, a flaming homosexual, and then there was a popular local FM DJ, Uncle Nasty. At any rate, the left does tend to get nasty, but my effort typically is to present the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's word, of course, unashamed and boldly, so that unbelievers will realize that they're not only wrong, but they're in rebellion against God. So we want to bring that to you. And then also, we've promised the audio from Neil Gorsuch during his confirmation hearing at the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then all the celebration by so many conservative Christians of yet another child-killing justice put on the U.S. Supreme Court by pro-lifers. So this is a great tragedy. We'll hear it from his own mouth, and then we will talk it through. And also then, later in the show, CNN tweeted their Jake Tapper. He used to be with, I think, ABC. Now with CNN for some time, he tweeted something that was said by Hillary Clinton, blaming her election defeat in part on misogyny, on the fact that people hate women. And there was a response, a responding tweet came from one of the friends of Bob and Yurt Live, Juanita Broderick. She is the woman who Bill Clinton raped. And of all the hypocrisy, while they have done everything to build up admiration for Bill Clinton, then Hillary is blaming her defeat on misogyny. When did more women vote for Hillary than men? I know among white women, more women voted against Hillary Clinton. And if you look at all the registered voters who were women, the vast majority did not vote for Hillary Clinton. So they must all be misogynists against women, I guess. But at any rate, oh, and also an accusation against Donald Trump that I really hate to defend Donald Trump because he's a child killer. He's a child killer. He's essentially a socialist. He's immoral. He's perverse. He's radically pro-homosexual. He has conservative Christians on their feet cheering homosexuals. So I hate to defend him, but when there are false allegations, the Bible says, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. And even though he's evil, he's still our neighbor, and we still pray for him that he would turn to Jesus Christ. But false allegations, there's one about him admitting to assaulting women, sexually assaulting women. So that's a false allegation. So we'll talk about that also. But right now, we're going back to the BEL archives. And this audio comes from Denver's television Fox affiliate with host Shaw Turner. So let's hear it.
Welcome back to Good Day Colorado. There's a look at your Friday morning out there, and everyone has a strong opinion about something. So each week we invite interesting people to come on the show and lay it on the line about how they really feel about the stories making news. We call it the Fox Box. I'm Shal Turner. And welcome our regular Uncle Nasty from KBPI 106.7 FM Rockin' the Rockies. Weekdays 3 to 8 p.m. National conservative activist Bob Inyart from KGOV and Colorado Right to Life is back with us again. And welcome back, comedian Goddess Duane Dove. Let's kick off the Fox Box today. An 11-year-old girl is kicked off the cheerleading team for not wanting to, as the cheer says, shake her booty. Now, should she have been kicked off that team? Also, should a man seriously injured by a stripper's heel while attending a lap dance be able to sue for that? Indeed. We'll also pick the most outrageous story of the week. But first, topic one.
Do you believe that being gay is a choice?
I do.
And based on what?
Based on what?
Yeah.
Well,
you believe that?
I guess you can choose who your partner is.
You don't think it's something that determined at birth?
I think that birth has an influence over, like, alcoholism and some other things. But I think that basically you have a choice.
A candidate, Ken Buck, appears on national television, Meet the Press, saying that being gay is only a choice. The comment stirs national controversy. Should this be a question asked of a political candidate? And is Buck right in his answer? Duane, you are chomping at the bit.
Well, I have some personal experience, you know, being a senator. But no, I would like to ask Mr. Buck, when he made the choice not to be gay, or to be straight, because if it's a choice, then he made a choice about, you know, when he wanted to either come out of the closet or stay in the closet or do whatever, you know, so.
So, Shaul, Ken Buck is making everyone angry. Even the conservatives, he came out and said he was pro-life. He's now broken every pro-life campaign promise he has made, including that he said he will confirm pro-choice judges, and he's opposed Colorado's personhood amendment. So he has made the left angry, the right angry. He's betraying every group, not just one group.
Okay, but what do you think any political candidate should be asked this question, and what do you think? Is this a choice?
Yeah, well, God made us male and female. He made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Uh-huh.
That's what he did. God made us men and women, uh-huh. And we should behave like men. Those of us who are men, we should be men.
Who would like to jump in first?
I think it's population control.
No, I'm just going to do. I'm just going to keep my right and my left hand down. No. So I just, you know, if you've never walked in the shoes of anybody,
well,
you really wouldn't know.
Well, I've never been a child molester, but I know that that's wrong. Ooh. So that's a bad argument,
so,
right?
That's to compare. So you're comparing us to child molesters.
No, I'm saying your argument is bad. Just because you've never been a jihadist doesn't mean you can't condemn terrorists.
Oh, okay.
Right? Doesn't that make sense?
No. But on the other shoe, would you choose to go through all this torture and ridicule and abuse?
I've been beaten with the baseball bat.
I don't know.
Because I was gay. I didn't choose that.
Well, that's criminal. Right. That's criminal.
So I didn't choose to be disowned by my family, be ridiculed by people like you.
See, I love you enough to tell you the truth, that God made you as a man.
But your truth isn't my truth. Your truth is your own truth.
Well, there is only one truth, right? Some people think it's okay to molest kids. They're wrong.
I love the fact that you keep bringing that up in the same sentence.
When NAMBLA marches in gay pride parades bragging that they molest children, they should never have been allowed to do that, right?
See, I don't hang.
Absolutely wrong.
All right, well, let's move it over to topic two then. As Nasty, I see that you have a limited comment here right now. Right now. Let's kick it off to topic two. NPR commentator Juan Williams loses his contract after saying that people dressed in Muslim garb make him nervous when he's getting on a plane. Should he have been fired or should he have lost that contract? Was he just making an innocent observation, Nasty?
You know, he's being honest. Who doesn't go, what's up? Let's hope he it's not the case. I think that there's a lot of people that are losing their jobs for not being politically correct. You don't have to agree with somebody the way they think and their viewpoint, but I think that should be allowed, especially when it's encouraged. You know, we want to know what this person thinks. Isn't that why he has that job?
In a way, at NPR, this is a step in the right direction. They should all be fired, the whole network. Shaul, we have, in Islam, their holy country, Saudi Arabia, they don't allow a church. There's not a single synagogue in the whole country. That is the epitome of intolerance. And Denver Muslim leaders should rise up and say, we are intolerant in our holy country of Saudi Arabia. Okay. We should allow religious freedom.
But we just were talking about issues pertaining to gay issues.
And you're
bringing, we're bringing
you
up intolerance now.
Yeah, it's loving. It's not intolerant to tell somebody the truth.
Dwayne?
It's loving.
I'm just going to build a gay bar everywhere I go. Every straight man that I convert, I'm just building a
let's
gay
be
bar.
Realistic, though. What's the cause of most wars? Religion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that. How about the Soviet Union? How about the Nazis? They were fundamentally atheistic. Darwin, socialism, godlessness killed about 100 million people, Uncle Nasty, just in the last century.
All right.
So it's too cliche to blame it on God and religion.
Bob's got the last word on that one. Let's kick it off to topic three. An 11-year-old girl kicked off the cheerleading squad for refusing to, as the cheer goes, shake her booty out there. And they do say that. The squad features girls ages 5 to 12. Should she have been kicked off for her beliefs? Bomb.
Well, she's the only lucky kid on the whole squad, because we teach young girls like JonBenet Ramsey, we teach them to be sexualized at a very young age, and it's wrong. Young girls should be taught to be their own first boundary of self-respect.
Dwayne?
I was shaking my booty last night. I'm shaking it right now.
But you're not between 5 and 12 years old.
I shaking your booty, I don't see anything wrong with that, but
how about Michael Jackson grabbing himself in front of children?
I want to finish. But when I see other like interpretive dance and some of that other like where they do like video style dancing, that's overboard. I don't like that.
Nasty, you're a dad.
You know, I don't think she should have been kicked off the team for having an opinion. And I don't think that her moral level should be penalized. Nope. If she didn't want to do it, there could have been something else that she could have done. There's tons of tumbling,
exactly.
Especially at that age.
Right.
Doing, like Dwayne said, that more of MTV style sexually charged dance at that age.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
Let's move on to the most outrageous then this week, and that is one candidate for most outrageous this week. But how about this one? A man attends a strip club, is kicked in the eye by a dancer's high heel shoe. You know, the shoes they wear. He's seriously injured this week. He wins $650,000 in a lawsuit against that strip club. Also, this candidate for most outrageous, an Aurora woman's Halloween display ruined by vandals. They're caught on camera. Now there will be no traditional Halloween festivities for kids. We are seeing more of this. That's bad as well. My pick is going to be, though, for, I think, the 11-year-old girl. What's your pick, Dwayne?
I'd say 11-year-old girl.
The guy in the strip club, it's a modern-day parable. The best thing that could have happened to him, like Jesus said, was to lose his eye in a strip joint.
Oh,
they treat women like meat. They treat them like meat. And you got to change
that. But those women volunteer for that.
And I can't wear
like
those heels ever again, so I'm just upset.
Those heels are pretty
high. I will never, ever be able to wear those heels ever again.
I think, I don't know about that sum of money, but I believe that he had the right to sue, and I'm glad he was
compensated. Well, how close are you?
Let's get a last word on this one. Tonight, Fox 31 at 8 p.m., hosting the gubernatorial debate right here. You don't want to miss it as we close the Fox box. Who do you think will win the governor's race, Nasty?
I think it's going to be tighter than people think. The Hick and the Tank are going to go at it.
Okay, Bob?
And I think people should vote against Dan Mays, because he chose a pro-abortion running mate. So he betrayed us also.
Dwayne.
I'm going with Hick and Looper. I love him.
Okay, make sure to watch that debate tonight. That's going to wrap it up for the Fox Vox. Thank you so much to Uncle Nasty from KBPI 106.7 FM, Bob Inyart from KGOV and Colorado Right to Life, and Goddess Dwayne Dove. Catch him at Charlie's on Colfax Sunday nights, 9 p.m. You're watching the Fox Vox on Good Day Colorado.
So it's a modern-day parable. Remember Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, well, warning, Will Robinson, their Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Yurt Live that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. So the Lord said, and it was recorded by the Apostle Matthew in chapter 18 of his gospel, as inspired by the Holy Spirit, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell. So over the years, I've actually met a man who is mentally ill, you know, at the margins. I think we're all mentally ill. There is degeneration going on from the time of Adam's sin until our day. And so we're not evolving and getting better, surviving better and better. We are degenerating through mutation. The very mechanism of modern evolutionary theory does not improve us. It deteriorates the whole human race, every generation, and in fact, every species on Earth. But some people are more mentally ill than others. And this one man read that Jesus said, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And so being mentally ill, he didn't understand that this was divine hyperbole in order to emphasize the point. And so being on a construction site, he took a circular saw and literally cut off his hand. He went right through his wrist, cut his hand right off. And so coworkers rushed him to the hospital, and they did sew it on. And, you know, he showed me a number of times. You could see where they sewed his whole hand back onto his arm. But the message of the Lord is so clear that if you lust and if you sin with the members of your body, you sin, then it would be better to lose those members than to go into hell. So you're trying to please yourself and you're making yourself an enemy of God. So yeah, that case where the guy almost had his eye plucked out, that was a modern day parable. It was sort of perfect. The guy standing next to me was the flaming homosexual. He was dressed like a fruitcake. And of course, the little bit I was able to, I shared my concern with him. I have no indication of what's happened to him since, but of course, God knows, and we could pray for him. In the middle of that audio clip, you may have heard a burp. That was a sound effect added by a local studio crew member at Fox who didn't like the fact that homosexuality was being condemned, that homosexuals are being rebuked. So without any authority whatsoever, he just inserted a burp into Fox 31's television broadcast. And then Uncle Nasty, he was interesting. I'm glad he pointed out that what they did to JonBenet was wrong, sexualizing her, getting her to saunter like a seductress. Just despicable. For what? The excuse of being in a beauty pageant? Come on. When we began taping these episodes, it's interesting that Uncle Nasty, he and I were somewhat regulars, and then others would come on once, oftentimes somebody coming through Denver, somebody of some kind of note or celebrity. And so I would go prepared because Shaul Turner would send out to all the guests the topics for that Fox box. And so I would think through them and think, what is true or false about these? Jesus would take the news of the day and he would turn it into a morality tale, so to speak. He would bring out the moral of the story in the events, whether Pilate murdered a bunch of Galileans or whether a tower in Siloam collapsed and killed innocent people. Jesus would take the headlines and talk about them and what we should infer or understand from these things. And by the way, it was never that these people were killed because God was judging them. It was never that. In fact, Jesus rebuked that. So what I noticed about Uncle Nasty is while I would prepare, he would just show up. And he would show up and he'd have nothing cohesive to say. Well, her moral level is blah, blah, blah. And after maybe three times of this, he started to come with notes, little crib note, little cheat sheets of what to say on each topic. So I think we could pray for him, too. I think he's been sacked on Denver FM, maggot infested, rock and roll radio. But certainly we could continue to pray for Uncle Nasty. And then speaking of Nasty, you may have heard Neil Gorsuch testify before the U.S. Senate to be confirmed, which he was confirmed this past Friday, tragically. So now we have another child-killing judge, a justice, on the U.S. Supreme Court, and another who was placed there by pro-lifers and their Republican, allegedly pro-life candidates and leaders, politicians, presidents, senators. Well, it turns out that every justice that we Republicans, with pro-lifers cheering and giving millions of dollars to accomplish it, tens of hundreds of millions, if you add it all up, every justice that we have put on the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed with Roe v. Wade, with its central claim that the unborn child does not have a right to life. Every one of our judges agrees with something that is wrong and wicked, that the unborn child does not have a right to life. So we're going to hear now Neil Gorsuch being asked about that and his testimony. And hey, if you hear from Jay Sekulow or Focus on the Family or National Right to Life, they'll tell you, oh, don't worry, he just said that because he needs to be confirmed, because otherwise he can't do all the good he's going to do. But he's not lying to them, he's lying to you. And how do we know that? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Every single Republican justice to date has agreed with the central holding of Roe v. Wade that the unborn child is not a person and that the unborn child does not have a right to life. And let's say a Republican was a true pro-lifer. He really believed that the unborn child had a right to life. And he really wanted to get on the U.S. Supreme Court so that he could be at least one vote toward banning abortion. Abortion really right now is banned because God said do not murder. But man's law is often in conflict with God's law. So there are laws that should be ignored. They should be rejected, ignored. Governors, police chiefs, presidents, they should absolutely ignore Roe v. Wade. But they don't. They pretend that it's legitimate. They pretend that it's a law. It would be like being in Germany and you are a governor or a mayor or a law enforcement officer, and here you are confronted with a situation where they're going to kill an innocent Jew, and you say, well, the law lets them kill the Jew, so I'm going to support that because it's the law. That's my job. To uphold the law, to support the law. Well, we put men like that on trial at Nuremberg after World War II. That's what we did. And it was right for us to do that. And so Judge Neil Gorsuch says that he is a justice in the tradition of Antonin Scalia. Well, we were working with an attorney on staff at Focus on the Family. And he shared with us that Justice Scalia was speaking at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, in their law school. And in fact, I've been there. I've spoken on the Pepperdine campus about theistic evolution. If you're interested in that, you could see it at kgov.com/Pepperdine. It's quite a presentation. But at any rate, Scalia was speaking, and he said exactly what Neil Gorsuch has said, that it doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are, you have to uphold the law. So a law student, being possibly Christian, because Pepperdine is nominally Christian. I mean, they're becoming increasingly post-Christian. They reject the literal days of creation in Genesis. They reject the global flood. They reject the Exodus. As once you reject the young earth, pretty much then there are dozens of teachings in the Bible you end up rejecting. And so they're on that downward trajectory, but There was a student there, very possibly a Christian, because he showed some godly wisdom. And in the Q&A, he asked Antonin Scalia, if you're telling us that we need to just uphold the law, what if we're in some other country at some other time? For example, Justice Scalia, if you were a judge in Nazi Germany, what would you have done? If the law said you had to kill an innocent Jew, what would you have done? And his answer was, as we have warned on Babinert Live for years, his answer was, well, then I guess I would have been convicted at Nuremberg. How's that? Someone considered a hero by our perverse Christian and pro-life leaders says, I would kill the Jews if the law said to kill the Jews. I would lynch the blacks if the law said lynch the blacks. I would enslave them if the law said enslave them. I would dismember babies if the law said dismember them. Under the guise of being a nation of laws, which is a total lie, because when you reject God's command, thou shalt not murder, you are now lawless. So under the guise of being a nation of laws, they become the leaders of the lawless and the murderers of the innocent. So let's hear this with a Democratic U.S. senator quoting from Neil Gorsuch's own book. Let's hear this.
The intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. That was a statement that you included in your book, correct?
I believe so.
I believe so, too. How could you square that statement with legal abortion?
Senator, as the book explains, the Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe versus Wade that a fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment. And the book explains that.
Do you accept that?
That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes.
Neil Gorsuch just legitimized government officials following a so-called law that says that you can kill innocent children. That is the central holding of Roe v. Wade. If the government in its process says that you can kill children, well, then you could kill children. And yes, I accept that. Neil Gorsuch would have been convicted at Nuremberg. And he is the hero of National Right to Life. He is the hero of J. Seculo. If he is your hero, you need to fall down onto your knees and ask God to forgive you. Pro-lifers, stop wanting to be lied to. J. Seculo lies to you. So does Fox News. Focus on the Family is untrustworthy. And definitely don't believe National Right to Life. Every judge nominated by pro-life Republicans since Roe v. Wade, every one of them have agreed with the central claim of that wicked opinion that the unborn child does not have a right to life. The unborn child is not a person. Who are they? Sandra Day O'Connor, Antonin Scalia, Robert Bork, Anthony Kennedy, David Souter, Clarence Thomas, John Roberts, Harriet Myers, Samuel Alito, and now Neil Gorsuch. Every single one of them. And Christians have been manipulated by money-grubbing pro-life and Christian leaders who just want to claim another victory for their next fundraising letter. They've told us we need just one more judge. Well, if we got one, then we'd have one. Because right now, we have none, not one. This is Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Our website, kgov.com. I can't wait till Friday's broadcast of part 3 of our series, Evidence for the Exodus. May God bless you.